Hachette Audio presents Hope and Read, The Empire of Storms, Book 1. Written and read by John Scovran.
Part 1. Those who have lost everything are free to become anyone. It is a steep price to pay, but greatness is ever thus. From the Book of Storms. Chapter 1. Captain Sin Toa had been a trader on these seas for many years, and he'd seen something like this before. But that didn't make it any easier. The village of Bleak Hope was a small community in the cold southern islands at the edge of the Empire. Captain Toa was one of the few traders who came this far south, and even then only once a year. The ice that formed on the water made it nearly impossible to reach during the winter months. Still, the dried fish, whalebone, and the crude lamp oil they pressed from whale blubber were all good cargo that fetched a nice price in Stonepeak or New Lavin. The villagers had always been polite and accommodating, in their taciturn southern way. And it was a community that had survived in these harsh conditions for centuries, a quality that Toa respected a great deal. So it was with a pang of sadness that he gazed out at what remained of the village. As his ship glided into the narrow harbor, he scanned the dirt paths and stone huts, and saw no sign of life.
"What's the matter, sir?" asked Creighton, his first mate.
Good fellow, loyal in his own way, if a bit dishonest about doing his fair share of work.
"This place is dead," said Toa quietly. "We'll not land here."
"Dead, sir?"
"Not a soul in the place."
"Maybe they're at some sort of local religious gathering," said Creighton. "Folks this far south have their own ways and customs."
"Afraid that's not it."
Toa pointed one thick, scarred finger toward the dock. A tall sign had been driven into the wood. On the sign was painted a black oval with 8 black lines trailing down from it.
"God save them,"
whispered Creighton, taking off his wool knit cap.
"That's the trouble," said Toa. "He didn't."
The two men stood there staring at the sign. There was no sound except the cold wind that pulled at Toa's long wool coat and beard.
"What do we do, sir?" asked Creighton.
"Not come ashore, that's for certain. Tell the wags to lay anchor, it's getting late. I don't want to navigate these shallow waters in the dark, so we'll stay the night. But make no mistake, we're heading back to sea at first light, and never coming near Bleak Hope again."
They set sail the next morning. Toa hoped they'd reach the island of Galemore in 3 days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?